American Public Media.
Last year, I sold my apartment in New York City. The proceeds have been languishing in a savings account, collecting 4.6% interest ever since. I've ignored it until I find a new place to buy. But when I started to do my taxes, I realized I'd made enough in interest to pay for this very big splurge. Meet my new used car. It's a luxury and an indulgence funded by my inability to make a decision about my assets.
The banks love you. They call you dumb money.
That's Todd Davenport of the industry newspaper American Banker. He says dumb money is passive cash the banks put to better use while I'm just letting it sit around. And he says some banks are so eager to get their hands on that dumb money that they're happy to give me a better interest rate than the one I'm getting now. Laura Bruce of Bankrate.com says I didn't even have to leave my home to find one.
The online banks are really fighting for these deposit accounts, raking in the money and the customers.
Bruce says customers who aren't afraid of doing transactions online are starting to get turned off by brick-and-mortar banks.
They're not content to put their savings account in a bank that's paying them a quarter to a half percent, which is just a sin.
She says in order to get your business, a lot of online banks are dangling the promise of a savings account that'll earn your money 5.05%, or even better. Bankrate.com ranks the top interest rates that are out there on its website. The honor roll, please. In Cleveland, Ohio, one bank offers 5.36%. Another in Queens, New York, promises 5.3%. But Laura Bruce says not everyone with a savings account feels the need to be at the head of the class.
It's definitely worth opening up a high-yield account to start with. But just because your bank then isn't offering the highest yield doesn't mean it's really a good move to go and open up one somewhere else.
Unless you do have more than a few thousand dollars you want to keep liquid, or unless you like to chase interest rates, like Jonathan Ping.
I mean, I was just moving money around left and right for a little while.
Ping's a computer science graduate student in Portland, Oregon. He and his wife are saving to buy a house, so every extra penny counts.
A lot of people don't really pay attention and they don't really think about it. If you actually, you know, run the numbers, you know, if you have maybe $10,000 just sitting around, it's $500 in interest, you know, every single year.
Jonathan Ping took the time to read the fine print on all the offers. He found some banks have better rates but have less flexibility when you want to take the money out. Others let you write checks and give you an ATM card. Ping blogs about his experiences at mymoneyblog.com. He even created the ultimate interest rate chaser calculator so you can see what you'd earn if you do switch banks. Another thing to consider when you shop for a better interest rate: teaser rates like the 6% HSBC is offering right now are just that, designed to get you in the virtual door. Now, you may feel it's worth it to move your money, only to have the rate drop back down after a promotional period. But then again, as Todd Davenport of American Banker points out,
the difference between $100 and $200 becomes a little bit less consequential, unless you are devoted to what can be the full-time cause of squeezing the penny as hard as you possibly can.
Even Jonathan Ping gave up that squeeze and recently settled down. He chose a regional bank with an online presence that offered a good, solid rate. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace Money.